Hey, y'all, this is Maggie Freeling, host of the new podcast, Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as Payne Lindsay and I are joined by other true crime experts to take a fresh look at some of the most puzzling crimes and shine a spotlight on the cases that have stumped investigators for far too long. So go right now and search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show. Listen for free wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Take you guys up until 2, final hour of the show. If you miss any of it, you can get the Tobin and Leroy podcast. You guys can go back and watch it on YouTube and Twitch. Let's get to our headlines. Brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Volkswagen or at DoralVolkswagen.com. The Heat, they're back at it tonight against the Atlanta Hawks, 6 o'clock. You could hear that game tonight on FM 104.3 WQAM. Panthers, they are rolling. Champs doing what champs do. They are back at it tonight against the Philadelphia Flyers, this time on the road. Tarasov in between the pipes today. That's going to be on AM 560 tonight. Just was listening to Paul Maurice and Jonah Gadjevich during the break on the extension talks, Leroy, and Jonah Gadjevich getting a new 2-year deal with the Cats.
How old is he?
27.
Ooh, he's young.
27. And Paul Maurice was saying, he was like, he goes, I told him, come here. I know that's a terrible Paul Maurice. He was just telling him that he comes here and he does a, I'll take a minus one for that.
You have to sound like Nicolas Cage.
It's like he's
minus one.
I'm not confident in it right now. Anyway, Paul Maurice was just telling him when he got here, he wanted him to have a lot of fun and smile. And Jonah Gadjevich was saying, he goes, that kind of freaked me out. He goes, that's weird. He goes, I didn't realize, like, what do you mean? I'm supposed to be like, take hockey seriously. And he goes, because it's, and Paul was explaining, he goes, because it's a serious thing when you have to go fight people. You know, you need them like
but
a
you
little.
You can't be that way all the time.
Yeah. And so.
That's how I was.
I thought that was kind of cool.
I mean, look at how much I run my mouth and. If people didn't know how I played, they would never guess I played the way I played.
Mm-hmm. You're a running back. So you run in your mouth, it comes with the territory. You're always running.
No, running backs don't talk trash. I never talk trash during football.
I never see A-Chan talk trash.
Waddle don't talk trash. You know trash. Why? You know why, Vlad?
Saquon does.
No. Because you can't initiate contact.
What do you mean you can't initiate contact? Have you seen Derrick Henry when he does the running back?
No,
to those
but
little...
there's a difference when you get the football. You're not, man, guys coming just clip you or hit you and whatever.
Leonard Fournette
you
did it.
You can't initiate it.
Leonard Fournette did it once his rookie year, and I never
saw
him.
Yeah, saying it was easy, and look how long his career lasted.
He went like this. He's like, yeah, boom! I was like, ooh, that looked like it hurt.
What did he say? He said, oh, I thought it'd be harder.
He said, oh, I thought it'd be harder. Yeah, all right. ALCS last night. The Seattle Mariners defeat the Toronto Blue Jays. Big dumper. Cal Raleigh went deep. Jorge Polanco has just been on fire for Seattle. He had a pair of RBI singles. Game 2 is today at 5:03, and not a second sooner. 5:03 on Fox. NLCS begins tonight. Game 1 between the Dodgers and Brewers. That's at 8:08. So for all...
Wait, the game's at 5 p.m.?
ALCS is 5 o'clock today, yeah.
That's weird.
Baseball,
like people are gonna watch their, they're gonna watch their local news than rather watch the baseball game.
I'd imagine that they're scared of Monday Night Football. That's probably why.
And Monday Night Football is a doubleheader. Ooh,
yeah. Baseball goes fast these days.
They do. Well, not postseason baseball.
There was a 15-inning game, Leroy. Did you see that? They won a 15-inning to get to the ALCS, and then they took game one. So, I like the Mariners. The Mariners are fun.
Yeah.
The Mariners are fun. They got a fun team. Love Dumper. Love Polanco. Love Rodriguez, Julio Rodriguez. I love the Trident. They score. They give him the Trident. That's cool. Fun team. I guess do I have to root for Yelich? I got to root for Yelich, right? Hey, nobody wants the Dodgers
to win.
You
know what else is fun? Winning.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't say, oh,
guys,
we getting our ass kicked, but we got a fun group. You don't never hear that. It's always associated with winning.
How was that locker room yesterday, Vlad?
Ooh.
Pin drop?
No. Here's the thing, though. I was expecting that, right? And I haven't seen it so far this season. Even when they were winning, they weren't as like they weren't together though, that many people in the locker room when they were winning these past couple of seasons, you know, before last year. Yesterday was the first time I looked, I saw that, oh man, this is a third of the season. I don't know if I could deal with this ish anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was getting to that part. Like, ugh. And then when you get to the locker room and you hear the comments and everybody's trying to say, yeah, we got the leadership. We're going to keep it together. Did that and the other. And then number one goes, yeah, nobody's coming to player meetings. This team is
so strange, man.
Pretty much he was just basically saying this team is fractured. And that's what the question that was being asked in the locker room. And the other question that was being asked is, did you hear the fans booing? Because the fans were booing.
What was the reaction to that?
Darren Waller said, well, I have it right here.
Let's hear from Darren Waller. Darren Waller, I never saw this coming. I apologize, hey, Darren Waller.
Oh, I wanted to.
He took you by surprise.
I owe that man a face-to-face apology.
Yo, you ain't wrong. You ain't alone.
Here's what he said.
The fans, I think they see you know, the times that we've had those opportunities to win these games and haven't. And, you know, just quite frankly, I don't know how much we're giving them to cheer for at the end of the day. The clock is zero, you know what I'm saying? So I understand their frustration. They expect a certain brand of Dolphins football. And, you know, in a lot of ways, we're not giving them that right now. Yeah, the fans.
Yeah, so that was what he was saying. And I know this ain't nothing, but it kind of bothered me.
Mm-hmm.
So when we were asking him questions, Leroy, out of nowhere, music started blasting.
What?
The Weeknd.
Who's playing The Weeknd?
That was exactly everybody's reactions. Like, I just lost 29-27. Why is The Weeknd, you know, that song, what's that popular song?
Save Your Tears for Another Day?
No, and the other one, the one with the girl. The one with Daft Punk in it, that one. I See It Coming, Baby, whatever, that one.
Okay.
That's blasting in the locker room. Like, yeah. Even Darren Waller looked at us like, oh. Like, he looked at us like, what the hell's going on? Can you guys hear
me?
Who
had the aux?
I don't know who had the aux.
Was it Cole Strange?
Here's the strange part. Nobody was in the locker room. Nah. All the players were gone. Darren was, like, one of the last people to answer questions.
Probably Todd the intern.
Todd the intern needs to get fired.
He wants some cleanup music.
Well, Todd, the intern, he needs to get let go because you're not supposed to be playing The Weeknd and Daft Punk after 29-27 loss.
Oh, sorry, Mr. Waller. Thought you were done.
Ghost of Marino's past.
Did you mute yourself, Leroy?
I think so. I hear me.
I can hear him.
Whatever. Well, I'll see you now. You're all good.
Am I good now?
Now you're good, yeah.
Well, I didn't do anything.
Well, I hear you now. Don't worry about it. Dude.
I mean, I heard you, so.
Right. So.
Well, as long as half of us can hear him, that's great.
Why are you lashing out?
I'm not. I just couldn't hear you. I wanted to hear what you were saying.
Yeah, but it wasn't like, maybe it was you hit your earbud.
I had him low.
Okay.
I had you low.
Like, you always yell at me like, hey, do this, do that. I'm like, I'm doing the same thing I've been doing. Anyway.
Sometimes you unplug yourself.
Yeah, I'm done.
you would understand your record of against technology would have me skeptical.
Hey, don't listen.
Hey, he admits it.
Yeah.
Does he?
But I'm like.
Right now he did. That's what I'm saying. Right
technology
now
is fine. Just like before. It wasn't me. Vlad Dan was Tobin. Freezing. And you were getting blurry.
Anyway. Yeah, I don't know what happened earlier. Like, our whole system got jolted here. It was weird.
Yeah, it was weird. And Len texted me.
Even Galen was like, yeah, he texted me sounding like, staticky. I was like, what? What happened?
First of all, how am I supposed to know we sound staticky?
Right. Just in our own little echo chamber.
I love when
here.
I get texts where they say that everyone hears us super low or something, and we're on the same levels that we've always been.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I that's the one I pop. I'm like, you know, we just moved to a new.
Huh? I'm the only one that gets those. No. I get multiple messages.
Mm-hmm. Why does Leroy sound so low?
Yeah, Waller.
Is this not Waller?
Yeah.
Is this not one of the biggest upsets in recent history in what we thought a player was going to be and what he ended up being?
Dude, he and Achan, like, it really sucks that they are in the midst of this turd season because they both have been incredible. Like, really like Darren Waller. Like, look, Darren Waller's probably like, anybody need a tight end for this stretch run?
I came back for this.
Anybody need me? I could be Kelsey.
No, no, they ain't going to trade him. He's too cheap.
So? What if, I mean, a good GM would look at this and be like, hey, can I get a third rounder for this guy?
They got weapons, man. When you think about it, Waddle, Achan, Waller, that got weapons.
They ain't going to give you a third rounder for him.
How much do you think you get? You don't think for a stretch run?
No.
You can't
get
a
six round tops.
Really? For just for a big target? Anybody need him?
At best a fifth.
Yeah, keep in mind, he only signed a 1-year deal.
I understand. You're doing it for the win now.
Free at the end of the year. Why are you giving up assets for a guy to come in at the end of your season to learn new offense and all that stuff?
Offense.
And when was the last time you said these words?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Forget the Waller thing. If I said to you, we'd really be get over the hump if we had a tight end. When's the last time you said that? Never.
I don't know.
Never. Never.
But he's a good target.
There's teams, they've had teams that have built an offense around a tight end that they had, but nobody's ever said, you know what? If we go out and trade for this tight end, we're going to be contenders. So why would you give up an asset for
him? I don't know. I just think if somebody was a little shy or somebody got hurt, I could see somebody flipping for him.
I wouldn't let him go.
All right.
Well, and plus, again, take me back to my rule I gave in the first segment. If I'm Stephen Ross, I'm going right into Chris Greer's office and say, this day moving forward, you are not to make any moves.
Those pictures of Stephen Ross were very sad post game.
Yesterday, oh dude, it was nasty.
I feel bad for him because one, he's willing to do whatever it takes, and that's the worst spot to be in when you're ready to commit all your resources to success, and you're not having any success. At least some owners, like, they won't invest in the product, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you know why. They are where they are. But not the Dolphins. I mean, they've spent so much money on players. And they're either not here or not playing.
And I feel like and even the times he's tried. The thing that's tough about him is, like, even the times he's tried to get it right with his organization, he's gotten busted. Like,
he tried to get
Jim Harbaugh.
Right.
They caught his plane. He tried to get Sean Payton. He got hit with a lawsuit. The guy's sitting there. He's just like, I can't. He's always stuck in this purgatory. And now it's like, man, he's probably gonna fire the coach and keep that GM around, isn't he?
No.
You can't say no though. He's been around, dude.
He knows where the bodies are buried.
What's gonna
Can I just say this? Can I just say this? I'm like, how can I put this? This is no disrespect to anybody. If that would have happened, I think people would say Stephen Ross is a buffoon.
Yeah.
How can you watch what has happened to your franchise the last 3 or 4 years with the amount of money that you have invested in that move to not come out of it and say, this is the wrong guy?
Yeah, 100%.
I don't care how much. Look. Friendship is friendship. Business is business. So I don't care how much you like him. Like, look at the job and see where you are and go, you have ruined something I love.
I'll tell you this. When you see a lot of empty aqua suites, that tells you a lot.
Let me tell you why that don't hit home like it used to.
Because of the television deal, everybody's selling out, so you don't. Right, I get that.
200 something million every January.
And then there was a burning of
the money that they make from the stadium and concessions and stuff just from football.
That's Jerry.
Is what? 5% of that?
Yeah.
10% of that.
The thing is with that is, like, they talk, what was it, 2 years ago? They were like, oh, for the first time, we got a waiting list for season ticket holders. Like,
everybody brags about what they think they got. That could end real quick.
Well, it looks like
that
it's ending
real quick.
It looks like it's ending.
So that's the other thing. Here's the way I look at this. In most situations, the one thing that this owner has had or is a lot of love amongst the people, right? Based on what he's done around the stadium and the money he was willing to commit to it. Now they're upset. And
he's gone through his ways for sure. I mean, obviously he got to a point where he didn't feel like people wanted to hear from him anymore because he stopped talking.
Well, that and maybe somebody
wishes. You want to know why?
Hey, Mr. Ross. Hey. Can you just go on vacation and take your helicopter to the games? Yes. Killing us.
You keep saying things,
right? And I know. And here's the thing. I give more leeway to a person who means well. This guy has been willing to do whatever it takes to win, right? There's a lot of owners that,
you know what I would say though, except for doing the ruthless thing. Because he does try and kind of half-ass it all the time.
But that might, like, sometimes that person, the person out of how he's done business in his life.
But
and
you either.
It's going to get, listen, you piss somebody off enough, they going to go into the dark side of their soul.
I understand, but
it happens to everybody.
I understand, but it's been a long time. Like, he's had control of the team now for 16 years.
Yeah, okay, but.
And every time it's like, I'll fire this guy, not that guy. This guy, not that guy. This guy, not that guy.
If he fires the coach and not the GM, mm-hmm. talk to me. But I'm willing.
That's his track record, though, Leroy.
I'm willing to go on a limb and say, no way you go one without the other.
We'll take a break. Back after this.
Hey, y'all. This is Maggie Freeling, host of the podcast Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as I dive into some of the most interesting unresolved cases. Search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. What are you going to be into tonight, Leroy? We got a big night of sports ahead. Doubleheader on Monday Night Football. Championship Series in baseball. We have the Heat preseason. We have the Panthers regular season. What do you think you'll be in tune to tonight?
In this order. Football.
Okay.
Baseball.
Okay.
Hockey.
All right.
Football.
Okay. I didn't hear, you've left one out. The Heat. The Heat. Where does that rank?
I'm going to put the same amount of importance that they put in it. Like, they 0-3, and you say it's no big deal.
0-4.
So that means that I can do that too.
0-4.
0-4. No big deal.
Puerto Rico, though, a little bit weird.
I don't know.
You would agree.
Didn't you say something like, not a true loss?
I didn't say that. I'm just saying, you know, it's a little wonky in Puerto Rico. You know, it's about a party, baby. We're about
you
spreading the word of the game.
They were getting ready for the play-in the way you've been talking about these preseason games.
You know, can I just say something?
No, you can't.
Why not, dude?
Because. You, like, be honest, this, Posh.
I'm being honest, Posh.
No, you're not.
I'm being very honest, Posh.
Preseason. You, when it comes to the Heat.
Yeah.
You have made more excuses.
That's not true.
In the last, you still said Heat in 5 when they won 37 games in the regular season.
I thought that they could bounce back and find a way.
There's a reason why they only had 37 wins. That means that if they were going to be Heat in 5, they would have had to win 16 more.
This year's different.
Okay.
This year's different. Okay.
And I believe it's different also. And I'm going to say this Heat team, at a minimum, will win 10 more games than they won last year. At a minimum. I believe that.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, if this were any the only team that gets a pass in preseason hockey, I mean, in preseason, is hockey, and they treat hockey, they treat every game like, yeah, we getting after it.
Sometimes. I mean, they do their call-up games, too. But I mean, they're right. The champs. They don't need nothing needs to be under scrutinized.
That's my point.
Right. But I am
everything else, every other sport, when I see preseason and right. I see Ofer mm-hmm. in front of the preseason, I'm a little nervous.
Understood. Right. That they aren't rebounding well. Yesterday, not a great day for the Arizona boys. Pella Larson and Keyshawn Johnson. My God, can you hit a
what
shot?
What is he doing? What does he have on the end of his hands?
I don't know.
I mean, he look like Smedley out there.
Can I just say though, the CSPN?
Because you go too far.
No, but you know, ESPN.
Just keep going.
Don't be afraid if you're going to do 30 teams in 30 days. I don't need your content to be LeBron-centric on the Miami Heat. You know, LeBron was here a long time ago, and you're doing 30 teams in 30 days, and your content today on the Heat is, should LeBron get his jersey retired? Which I don't even know why that's the caption, and you put up a fake statue of him. That doesn't seem to make a lot of sense. But you're like, should LeBron's jersey be retired in Miami? First of all, of course his jersey's getting retired in Miami. I don't even understand why that's a debate. But second of all, would it kill you to have a Khalil Ware post ESPN?
Like what?
Don't be afraid.
Hold on. Let me cut what? You off. As of right now.
What?
Khalil and LeBron aren't in the same sentence.
Nobody's saying they're in the same sentence, but you want to know what LeBron also isn't? On the Heat! If it's 30 teams in 30 days, he's two teams removed.
But does my man not come up with some stuff? Right? What? Who thought this was where this was going?
Isn't that a reasonable thing? Like, oh, it's 30 teams in 30 days. Great. You're going to spend some time on my adorable little 37-win team. Should LeBron James get his jersey retired? What do you mean? First of all, of course he won two MVPs, two finals MVPs. Of course he's going to get his jersey retired. Shaq's in the rafters. Of course he's getting his jersey retired.
Jordan's in the rafters.
Well, kind of. Now they're starting to take that away. They're trying to, you know, it's very, very, very embarrassing that Bulls jersey was up there. Remember when it was a Bulls and a Wizards jersey?
It was half-half. The Heat were the first Mariah Carey.
Crazy. Yeah,
they were Mariah Carey before Mariah Carey.
Pat Riley, you know, listen, everybody has things they're not proud of, right? But would it kill you, ESPN, to just, I don't know, make a post about the actual team? Would it kill you? What's the harm? That's all I'm asking. Where's, you know, this Victor Wembanyama, would it have killed you to post a couple of highlights of Khalil cooking him? Where's that? Like, how about this? Do the Heat have their version of Victor Wembanyama? And then some Khalil Ware highlights. Would it hurt you? No, let's get lazy. Another LeBron thing. You know, it's just disappointing. It's nothing against LeBron either. Blatt, it's nothing against LeBron.
Blatt, you know what this is? 1-5.
Absolutely. The Dolphins could be 6-0. This would have pissed me. They could have been 6-0. I'm telling you.
I'm going to tell you why it's 1-5.
Tua could have thrown a game-winning bomb yesterday to Waddle, and I would have been annoyed by this.
No, 25. Because you snapped at Leroy to begin the segment when his volume was a little bit low. You snapped, and I was like, I was about to say that's 1-5, snapping. Like, any little thing right now just disgusts you. It pisses you off, and you're just going to go.
Take it out on your boy.
I think you guys underestimate my petty when people don't put the respect on my teams. Like, it doesn't matter what. If one team is going over here, great. I can compartmentalize and be pissed off about another thing over here.
Toby. No, you can't.
I absolutely can.
You ain't compartmentalizing your life.
That's not true, dude.
Dude, you carry Petty around like your keys in your pocket. What are you talking about? I still ain't forgot what you did in 97.
Would it kill them? Can I just ask a question?
No, ESPN. Not until you admit to carrying Petty around like your keys.
Even if they were to make it something like as basic as like, Asia Wilson and Bam, that's our Heat 30 for 30 post. Cool, all right, that's at least current. Would it kill them to have a Kasparis Jakachonis post? Would it kill them?
Oh, you know what's funny? You know what's funny? You know what's funny about you, Toby?
What?
You're upset with ESPN today talking about Tua and his comments, right? Like, oh, who cares about a bad
No, I don't care. No, that obviously. No,
but Tua
obviously
making those comments and them talking about it, you're like, ah. But them not talking about the Heat?
Right. Well, it's 30 and 30. Like, that's the point. What's, if your theme is, we're going to talk about all 30 teams in 30 days, and today's the Heat's turn, okay? It's their turn, Vlad. So there's no, they
why
can't.
They talking about the current Heat
team? Right. And it's like, well, should LeBron? It's like, yeah, obviously. What stupid post?
Hey, but here's the kicker. You were looking for something.
No, I wasn't.
Get that one.
Yes, I wasn't looking for something.
Vlad, he was perusing the television. He was perusing everything to get that 1-5 stink off him because he felt so bad this morning. I would say this, Tobin. I think we handled 1-5 better this week than we did in weeks past.
I think we
handled. Oh, you didn't handle last week very well.
I think we're numb to it at this point.
I was horrible. Listen, I had to go drink some honey tea or something after the show.
Well, that's
I had to make myself a hot toddy.
Well, this is why we're all mad at Tua. It's like they lost. It's like, they probably lost to a team that's better than them, right? Like, what am I supposed to do? Justin Herbert, giant moose, couldn't be tackled by our giant moose. Incredible play to intangibles, we lose. Like, all right, we resign. This season's over. They suck. But also, Tua, why'd you have to say that, dude? Don't say that. That, like, I'm lashing out. But I deserve to lash out. Because you want to know why? You're 1-5. You're 1-5.
1-5 is lash out material.
But the bigger issue here.
What you using, what you pulling out of your pocket to justify, that is the worst part.
Because
you reaching for stuff now.
No, this bothers me.
Talking about LeBron.
No, it's not about LeBron. It's about
talking about a basketball team. That was 37 and what, 40?
But it's our day. It's our day. If it's 30 teams in 30 days, our day deserves to talk about our team, not our former player, who was very good. Very good for the Heat.
You sound like a petulant
it's
little
our
kid.
Day. So give me what I want.
It's pizza day today. Yeah. You know it's pizza like day. Blair. You said it's going to be pizza for like today. It's pizza day. I wanted my pizza. That's how Blair. You
if it's 30 for 30 Blair. Day, I want my like, day.
Remember when Chuck and Shaq got into it, he said, no, it was going you, then me. And
yeah,
then
yeah. You're going to take all the time. Go ahead, man. Go ahead, Mr. Talking Man. Take all the time that you want. Right. It's our day, so make
that's
me
what
a,
you sound
give
like.
Me a Norman Powell post.
The Dolphins really, you know what? You know what would if the Canes and the Panthers played, if the Canes had played, none of this would have happened.
Barry
At least
Jackson.
It would have balanced right. it out. It would have balanced it out.
Talking about Canes.
Barry Jackson.
That's what I'm saying. They played two games in like a month. What are we doing, Canes? You saving the football season.
Oh.
And you ain't even playing football.
Mark Crisball's my all right because he had a new one this morning on Joe Rose that I was swooning over. I loved it. Barry Jackson just tweeted. Our live blog as the NFL community reacts mostly disapprovingly to Tua's comments. They have a live blog going.
A live blog.
Yeah, Chet, we go live. Guess what? Chris Canty also hates the comments from Tua.
Emmanuel Acho, Shady McCoy.
We go live to the Manning cast tonight. Eli, Peyton, what do you say?
Hey, should we have, like, the one thing that I say about all those other guys that are commenting on it.
Yep.
Is like they don't necessarily have the context that we have. So they don't know Tua as being very trustworthy and forthcoming. And sometimes he gives too much information. They just look at it from the standpoint of how it could be misconstrued because that's all they have.
It's not going great, dude. We'll take a break.
No, it's not.
Take a break. Play a little all right. Oh, no. To close things out.
Hey, y'all, this is Maggie Freeling, host of the podcast Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as I dive into some of the most interesting unresolved cases. Search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show.
All right, it's that time, ladies and gentlemen. Play a little All Right. Oh, no. To close things out here on a Monday. My All Right goes to Sergei Bobrovsky.
All right.
Named one of the NHL's 3 stars of the week. That was just released.
But that's how they do it?
Yes. 3 stars of the week. Bob 3-0. And he is up there. And honestly, Marchand could be up there too because he was amazing this week.
Oh, my goodness.
My God, was he good. My God.
He does look like an ant out there, though.
My oh no.
You go tell him that.
He even says, I have tiny hands.
He does, like, he leans into it, though.
My oh no. I mean, who do I go with? I mean, so many people to choose from on this team. My God.
Tua.
I'm going to go with Jalen Phillips.
Oh, no.
Tua, I feel like I've got my point. Jalen Phillips. You had him, dude. You, what? God. I'm beaten. What do you got, Leroy?
Oh, no.
My all right is going to go to the Panthers and I can't believe I'm saying this, the Hurricanes. They have brought joy to my sports. And my oh no
all right.
is going to go to the Hurricanes.
What?
I need you to play more games.
Oh.
Like, you can't take a month off. You see how miserable I am around here trying to watch some sports?
Well, Friday action.
Finally get some feel good, and then y'all take a month off? What are you doing to me? Had to watch the Dolphins, the Browns, and Michigan this past weekend because the Canes wasn't playing?
How did Dylan Gabriel...
My football experience has been terrible.
How did Dylan Gabriel play?
And, like, they do the same thing they're doing down here. Like, after 2 games of starting, guess what they say? He ain't that guy.
You're not that guy, pal.
He ain't that guy.
You're not that guy.
Right? It's crazy. Like,
you know what's going to happen? I'm going to tell you.
I wish that we could, if I wish I could treat people at their job the way people treat athletes at their job. It's still a job. And you still have growing pains and things you got to go through that you want everybody to understand when you have a little situation at your job. And keep in mind, in most cases, these kids are 20, early 20s. So, like, when you see a college kid and you yelling the college kid is a bum, what if I came and yelled that to your kid at your house? You'll have a problem with it. Don't talk to my kid like that. I'm like, holy smokes, man.
These kids don't know what it's like to have a Schmeath and Schmolnick just torture the whole show.
They don't know.
Jennifer, what's your all right and oh no today?
Well, my all right goes to the Florida Panthers. All right. They continue to make us happy, and they extended my guy, Jonah, for 2 more years. Yeah. And that makes me really happy, okay? I've suffered enough. And my oh no goes to...
Oh, no.
The Dolphins for really ruining my day yesterday. The first time I'm at a suite, and you just gotta put a sour taste in my mouth, you know?
How much sour taste did you have in your mouth? Because you seemed like you had a lot of sweet taste in your mouth with those cookies.
Hey!
It was well catered.
Oh, you
cookies, Vlad. Yeah, you out there like the cookie monster.
Let me tell you.
Minus one.
I'm the one that asked him to give it to me.
For deflecting.
A whole box.
Hey, you gave me the box. I just said I want a cookie.
I gave you the box. You were like, ooh. And then just I gave you curiosity. Plates, which made it better.
You've been watching this team now for a month and a half. Mm-hmm. What were you expecting? Like, at some point, it's your fault for thinking winning is going to make it fun.
And I got to give her fit was nice. Dolphin jersey, those kick-ass boots. She was, you know, them girls.
Boots on the ground?
Boots on the ground, literally. Both her and Lupe had boots on the ground. They were mad. Well, Lupe was wearing her Herbert shirt. But, you know, Jay Fair looking great.
Did y'all have some libations?
Libations were hot. Libations.
You see how she eases into it?
Yeah. But, yeah. Oh, yeah, they were drinking. I didn't want to drink. Really? 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 You don't want to drink when the drinks are for free? Really? Really?
You're just like poo-pooing all over my experience.
He's a journalist. He was boots on the ground. Vlad, what you're all writing on now?
My all right's Yvonne Achane. Yeah. I got to give that back. Dude, this guy every week balls out for this team.
And is he like the opposite of a looter in a riot?
He's the absolute opposite of a looter in a riot. He's the guy that's at the house like, oh, no.
He's the only guy following the law.
Please don't raid my store. Don't take all my belongings. That's the only guy.
Yeah.
So for him, he gets my all right.
All right.
My oh no, Darren Glenn. What the hell were you doing yesterday?
Oh no.
How do you wasting time? And it's a 4th-and-1. You had a timeout and you don't call a play. You don't call a play. Ah, no. He's in over his head, man. He's, you know.
One and done?
He might be one and done.
He's a first-year coach. Wow. You think?
It might.
It's one and done.
But you could be a first-year coach, but don't do stupid stuff. That's stupid.
Dude.
You can't even defend him. When you do stupid
things.
I'm
not defending anything that he does wrong. I'm just saying, like, yeah, man. Like, when you get that position.
You can't do things like
some
that.
Some of the things. The day-to-day, like they elude you because you're so worried about other stuff.
That's our show for today, everybody.
Was it?
Well, no, it is. That is our show. That's okay. It. There is no more. but we will do this again tomorrow. And, you know.
Yay!
SDI, breaking news. Callahan got fired. You don't eat.
Callahan?
Which Callahan? Tennessee?
Let's see. Hold on.
Not Tennessee's Callahan.
I think so. He said Titans coach fired.
Wow.
Let's see. We might leave you guys with a cliffhanger.
Damn. Tennessee. Yep. See, Tennessee's not messing around.
Let's see. Statement from Chad Brinker. After a conversation with our owner and general manager, we met with Brian Callahan. We told him we were making a change at head coach. He is fired.
Wow. Well, you know what? Whoever had Callahan.
You know what I would do? Mm-hmm. I'd go get Bill Callahan to coach the old line.
Damn, it's just done, dude.
You're gonna fire my son, but you're gonna want the dad to take over.
You could have the Callahan family tree.
No, I'm not talking about for them. I'm talking about that's why he left the Browns because he wanted to coach.
The damage is done, my friend.
Well, he didn't exactly coach up this O-line in front of Cam Ward.
Hey, I'll give you this. Whoever had Cam Callahan being the first coach fired,
paid.
That's paid because everybody assumed it would be Dable or McDaniel.
You know what? That opened up the floodgates. It's coming, boys.
Yep. That is our show for today, everybody. We will talk to you rascals tomorrow.
Hey, y'all. This is Maggie Freeling, host of the podcast Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as I dive into some of the most interesting unresolved cases. Search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show.